Well, if you notice something different starting this past Friday, it's because more people can go to more places more often. The COVID-19 restrictions in the state have been lifted, and sooner versus later will be all but erased. Here's what changed this past Friday. Prohibition on indoor bar seating lifted, with final guidance on safeguards and spacing, use of plexiglass to follow from the New Jersey Department of Health. Outdoor gathering limits will increase from 200 to 500 people. Large venue outdoor capacity will increase to 50% for venues with 1,000 fixed seats or more, as long as 6 feet of distance is maintained. That's up from 30% capacity for venues with 2,500 seat capacity. Increase in maximum capacity for certain indoor activities like proms will be raised to 50%. That's up from the maximum of 250 individuals, up from 35% to 150 people respectively. Capacity limit for indoor political events, weddings, funerals, memorial services, and performances, those increase accordingly. Dance floors will be permitted to open at similar events with masking, social distancing requirements in place. No ability to actually dance is in place, as you've probably seen that in various videos of weddings. Dance floors will remain closed at bars and other related businesses like nightclubs for the time being. Carnivals and fairs permitted to operate at the amusement business capacity. Restriction on self-service food like buffets at restaurants are lifted, but you still have to remain seated while eating and drinking. Then on May 19th, here's what we're going to see. Indoor dining will remove the 50% limitation, but maintain the 6 feet of required distance between tables, except where restaurants use partitions. Additionally, the prohibition on tables of more than 8 people will be lifted. Any business, indoor, outdoor, that is subject to a percentage capacity limitation will instead be guided by the rule regarding 6 feet of distance between people or groups of people. It includes houses of worship, retail businesses, gyms, personal care services, indoor outdoor amusements, recreation businesses, indoor outdoor pools. Those are all currently what are under the 50% capacity. That changes on May 19th. Complete removal of outdoor gathering limit, with attendees requiring to remain 6 feet apart from other groups. General indoor gathering limits will be raised to 50 people, up from 25. That's gathering for parties or any other celebration at a private home. Conferences, expos, meetings of fraternal organizations, job trainings, events hosted by senior centers will be subject to the 250-person indoor gathering limit. That applies to indoor catered events as long as all attendees can remain 6 feet apart. Indoor catered events, funerals, memorial services, performances, political activities, 250-person limit will remain in place, but there will be no percentage-based capacity restrictions. And you have to stay 6 feet apart. Finally, capacity limit for large indoor venues will increase to 30%. That's up from 20. And the definition of a large venue would shift from those with 2,500 fixed seats to those with 1,000 fixed seats. The requirement that individual or groups of individuals that purchase tickets together remain 6 feet apart, that will stay in place. So that's all on the horizon on May 19th. Now, what's the main catalyst for all this? Well, last count, over 3 million New Jersey residents fully vaccinated, total of 7 million vaccines administered, and that's ever so important rate of transmission, that is now consistently riding below the 0.5. Remember when it was 1.1, 1.2, 1.4 at some point? 0.5.